Continuing the Shulchan Aruch, we are in Simon Reish Dalad, Sif Aleph, where the Ramah had just said the halacha of Palmitai, and the Mechaber says Balul Vegefanim. So these are the same types of things, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that you are eating, we'll call it the hearts of palm or the heart of the geffen, the vine, and it's not the intended use of the tree. You plant the tree in order to eat the fruit, but there's a byproduct that would end up ruining the tree if you harvest it. So therefore, you make a shahakal on it. Now, as we mentioned in the previous year, today, the way hearts of palm are produced or cultivated, that is the goal. They're selling it as is. They're not intending on ever harvesting that branch for the dates. And therefore, it would at the very least be a bari pri adama bizman hazeh. Continuing the mechaber, val shkedim metukim, and on sweet almonds, sha'ochen oisam kishim rakin beklefeim, that they eat them when they are soft in their shell. Vachazes shehu shachas, some type of cereal. Vakara chay on a raw squash. Valkimcha desari on barley flour. Vashecher tamarim, vashecher sharim, and on beer, whether it's date beer or barley beer. Vabe meis arim shemavash mechayla, some type of malt that they would make as a refuah. Valisvei de davra, and on wild grass. Sheinam nizraim. Valsheves shekaron anitai, some other item, anise. Valkamoin, which is cumin. Kazbor, coriander, latama, vidiv, lachilo, these are spices, and it's not grown to eat it as a vegetable. Vachemitz, sha'arva b'mayim, atshur alishas, b'mayim, shahakal, or watered down vinegar, all of these things would be a shahakal. Mishnah Berurah, sevkat niyod, lul vegefanim, gamazeb, hatam, kamay bakar, just like the hearts of palm. Batukin, if it's sweet, or shkede marim, if it's bitter, ayin le'el, simreish beis, if hey, we learned that halacha previously. Sevkat niyod beis, kishahim rakim, bechlefeim, if they are soft, in their shell, meaning it's shahako. Once the fruit comes, chashiv, take it free. It's a fruit right away. Shani hasam, there is different. In that situation, you are benefiting from the fruit that was the original kavana. When you have these small almonds that are sweet, you're not really benefiting from the actual nut. You're eating the outer shell. The point of growing this tree was not to eat the shell, even though it's soft and edible at the initial stage of growth. The point and the intended goal was to eat it at a later stage, to actually eat the fruit, the pre. And therefore, only on the pre you would make a ha'etz. On the shell, it would be a shahakal. Shachas, some type of cereal. Tvua shlahivi shlish v'chazi l'chila. It's a grain that has not yet developed. It hasn't even grown a third. Now, if it was a ha'etz, it would end up being a hadama. But because it's a hadama to start with, so when we say nachis chadarga, it goes down one darga, it ends up being a shahaka. Vodin the whole pri hadama, the legamer peri v'chazi l'chila. Any vegetable that's not yet ripe, you would make a shahaka. Chaya, if it's a raw gourd, a raw squash, it's better when it's cooked. Ends up being a shahakal. That's the general halacha regarding fruits and vegetables. Kimcha desari, barley flour. Even if it would be good barley flour, even a flour from any of the five grains, that it would be considered a shahakal. And we'll learn the halacha regarding cookie dough. So depending on how late, if it's partially baked, but if it's raw, it's everyone agrees it's shahakal. I would have thought that don't make any bracha at all because it hurts your stomach. Kamash mula, that no, since when it goes down, you enjoy it. Kevin this lehenamine, boy bruche, it requires a bracha. V'shecher sa'irim, and beer of barley. Since it's clear and it's a beverage, so it's not considered a beer like a barley soup. It's a beer, so you would make a shahakal. That's why in beer and scotch and all these items you would make a shahakal. Even if you had a kezayis of barley, because it is a beverage. Just a quick halacha l'maisa point. Some poskim from here, they say that any time you are drinking something, even though it originated as a Zionist, for example, you had a cookies and cream milkshake, it would still be a shahakah because now it's l'shtia. It was made for drinking purposes. Isve de davra, these wild grass, even if you had a certain type of herb that people eat, kale or something, even if after it's cooked, still it's not considered piri. When it comes to lettuce, these are planted, it's not just a wild herb, and most of the things that you find in your supermarket are actually grown. People intentionally grew it. Even if the min originated as a wild item, today it's being grown on a commercial level. So then, you make a bar peridama. So these items, I'm sorry, I skipped. We're talking about berries or fruits, vegetables that are not grown. I will pay a shame toivel macho, but if they are toivel macho, if people consider it quality, even if it would be like a wild strawberry, but if everyone's eating it, you would in fact make a bari pir adama. Valkimoin, kimbal, which is cumin. And then we said, kasbor, alandri, balaz, coriander, maybe, delatama avidi. That it's, yes, you have this these different spices, the cumin, the coriander, so all these things, the tamavidi, they're there to spice. Mari bein birtuvin, maybe vation, if it's moist or dry spices. B'chinim richlam medvash, nami shakor, also be a shahakol. It's there for spicing, v'le l'achila. Achin, m'shalak asa anis. If a person cooked anis, m'varech ha'amim abar p'er damad, l'achi kaim ala hatin dara hatasho hamas pasha bai. Because here, you are actually using it as a cooked vegetable, so it would make sense to make a hadam on it. It's an interesting halacha. Even as the Gemara says, even though it originated as wine, but now it changed into vinegar, it no longer has the status of wine. If someone drinks straight vinegar, it damages when it goes down, and there's no hanna. Literally bubbles when you throw it on the ground. I don't know if our vinegar today does that. It's not so strong. You would in fact need to make a bracha. Now, one could argue that today, if nobody drinks vinegar, if you see someone drinking vinegar, you think he's nuts, straight vinegar, and therefore you would not make a bracha on it if you are not, in effect, getting any hana from it. Okay, reche chala, let's say it smells like vinegar, v'tamei chamra, but it tastes like wine. So who cares? Chamra, even though it smells like vinegar, it still has the halachic status of wine. Mavar chalav, bari pir gafen, and it would still retain its bari pir gafen status. Mishnah brewer siv katan chafei, reche chala, siv seva siv dal, bo levar odis yayin. We're talking about wine, shehischa lehiskal kel. It started getting ruined. Metivoy, shemetchil miskakav reche v'achach tamei. The way it works, the nature of wine is, the way the Gemara understands it is that it originally starts losing its smell and it starts smelling like vinegar and eventually the taste goes as well. Let's see Sifdal as well as it's connected. It's so sour, this wine. So then it's not considered wine anymore. You only make a shahakla and not a bar pregafen. The Mishnah says that even if it didn't totally change it to vinegar, it already lost its wine taste, it's already turning sour, then the bracha will be a shahakol. And once in a while you hear people have the story where Friday night they're about to make kiddush and they realize the grape juice is not good anymore, it's sour. So obviously if you realize before in advance, so either get a different bottle, borrow from someone else, or Friday night you make kiddush and challah, Shabbos morning you make kiddush on Chamar Medina. And if a person already made kiddush and now they taste it and it tastes like vinegar, so it's a big shaila, they're probably not yotze because they made kiddush on vinegar, they're not make kiddush on wine, and it wouldn't even be Chamar Medina because it's sour. Nobody would ever drink it like that, and they'd have to make kiddush again.